This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Lebanon's health ministry says an Israeli strike in southern Lebanon has killed at least 10 Syrian nationals, including a woman and her two children. The strike occurred early Saturday in a province that's among the deadliest in Lebanon since the Hezbollah militant group and Israeli military started trading strikes on October 8th. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports on word that teams are being put in place to implement a possible Israeli-Hamas ceasefire deal.
The remarks came after mediators in Doha said 2 days of talks had ended with plans to meet again next week in hopes of sealing a deal. At the White House, President Biden said they're closer than ever to an agreement.
I don't want to jinx anything.
Israel's issued a vague statement saying it appreciates the mediators' efforts. A Hamas statement did not sound enthusiastic about the latest proposed deal. Sagar Magani, Washington.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres Friday called for parties to the conflict in Gaza to provide concrete assurances guaranteeing humanitarian pauses in order for polio vaccine campaigns to be conducted.
And for polio is peace and an immediate humanitarian ceasefire. But in any case, a polio pause is a must. It is impossible to conduct a polio vaccination campaign with war raging all over.
Guterres said the UN is poised to launch a polio vaccine campaign in Gaza for children under the age of 10, but said the challenges are grave. He said at least 95% vaccination coverage will be needed during each of the two rounds of the campaign to prevent polio spread and reduce its emergence, given the devastation in Gaza. Palestinian health officials say the first case of polio has been recorded in an unvaccinated 10-month-old child. This is VOA News. Military authorities in the eastern Ukrainian city of Perkovsko have urged civilians to speed up their evacuation because the Russian army is quickly closing in on what has been for months one of Moscow's key targets. Authorities said in the Telegram post Friday that Russian troops are advancing at a fast pace. Kyiv's troops are trying to divert the Kremlin's military focus to Russian soil by launching a bold incursion across the border into the Kursk region. The attack is a daring attempt to change the dynamics of the conflict, but could also leave Ukraine short-handed defense at the mercy of Russia's push. UN aid agencies like the World Food Program welcomed the opening of the Adre border crossing with Chad, which they say will allow desperately needed humanitarian assistance to flow to millions of people who have been trapped in Sudan's conflict hotspots for months with limited access to food, medicine, and other essential relief. VOA's Lisa Schlein reports.
Speaking from the Kenyan capital, Nairobi, WFP Sudan spokesperson Lenny Kinsley says her agency plans to deliver aid to the Zamzam displaced persons camp near El Fasher, North Darfur's capital, where famine was declared 2 weeks ago.
We need to see trucks moving across this border every single day.
Kinsley says nearly 6,000 metric tons of food and nutrition supplies for around 500,000 people are being loaded and will be ready to go as soon as the Sudan government gives the green light. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
COVID-19 has not gone away, and data from a federal health official suggests it's on the upswing around the United States. Testing for COVID-19 is sporadic, and the true number of cases is not clear because many infections are not reported. It is showing up a lot in wastewater samples, but doctors' offices are not seeing an outsized share of people with symptoms of the respiratory illness. A fistfight broke out in Turkey's parliament Friday when an opposition deputy was attacked after calling for his colleague, jailed on charges of organizing anti-government protests, but since elected an MP to be admitted to the assembly. VOA's Jeff Custer reported.
Video footage from the parliament showed MPs for the ruling AKP party rushing to punch opposition Workers' Party of Turkey member Ahmet Sik at the lectern, and dozens more joining a melee. Can Atalay was sentenced to 18 years in 2022 after being accused of trying to overthrow the government by allegedly organizing the 2013 nationwide Gezi Park protests with philanthropist Osman Kavala. Despite his imprisonment, Atalay was elected to parliament last year.
VOA's Jeff Custer.